Welcome to the Mindset Podcast for guardians of dogs who are just a little rough around the edges. I'm your host, Kajsa van Overbeek, a life coach dedicated to making life with your challenging dog feel less challenging, both by sharing stories of other people's similar experiences and by showing you how you can harness the power of your brain to make it work for you instead of against you. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to kind of throw in an impromptu in-between, not necessarily interview, not necessarily mindset episode. I just wanted to talk to you about something very exciting, at least to me, that I have created and that I hope is exciting to all of you as well. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, if you like the different episodes, including the mindset episodes, if you have been able to use what I talk about in those episodes to improve, if only slightly, some points in your life, to feel a little less stressed out about everything that's going on with your dog, if you've been able to use it to improve some of your relationships, then I think you might be just as excited as I am about what I have to say, because I am going to be launching my very first group coaching program. It's called Mind's Best Friend. I know the name, right? Nights of staying up and figuring out what to call it. No, not really. I just thought it was a nice play on man's best friend. And what I want to achieve with the coaching is that you get to become your mind's best friend, or that your mind actually becomes your best friend. Maybe that's a better way to say it. So that you can improve your relationship with your dog, other relationships, the relationship with yourself, all of it. And the reason for the group coaching is, as you know, up until now, I've been doing one-on-one coaching exclusively, is that I have for so long been wanting to A, make coaching more accessible, more inclusive. And by doing group coaching, obviously, I can offer it at a lower price point so that it becomes, you know, available to people with lower budgets as well. But also, and actually even more importantly, I've been wanting to introduce a community aspect. For those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while already, I'm sure that you will recall that in the beginning, the intro, or maybe it was even the outro, said something along the lines of, so that we can help more people feel less alone. And that was another sort of hint or stab or whatever you want to call it at the importance of hearing from other people, because it just makes it so much easier to normalize what's going on. It makes it so much easier to tell your brain or your mind to tell you that, hey, this isn't weird. This isn't a sign of you failing your dog. This isn't a sign of you doing anything wrong. This is just stuff that happens. Look or listen. You know, it happened to these other people as well. This is also normal, between air quotes. So for those two reasons, I was like, okay, now it's time. It's finally time. When do I want to do this? Do I want to wait till the new year? Do I want to do it now? And I figured, you know what? Let's just go for it. Let's just see and let's try and do it now, because all of the holidays are coming up. There's Halloween. There's, for all of you in the US, there's Thanksgiving. There's Christmas. There's Hanukkah. There's all kinds of stuff. And usually these are the times that people start to stress out. You're like, okay, so why would you then launch your program then? Well, I figured that this is precisely also the kind of stuff that coaching can help with so much. It's when you're doing, or when you're feeling stressed out because there's so much going on. If you could just manage your brain a little bit better, that takes away some of the stress. So actually, by coaching now and starting the coaching now, you can already have some of the tools available for the holidays so that you can deal with them a little bit better. So that was one of the things I thought. It's like, if I offer this program now in November, people are going to have the tools already to be able to deal with all that holiday stress. And there's usually a lot of that, you know, especially if you have a challenging dog, or you have to deal with making travel arrangements or having family over, setting up boundaries, telling people, look, you can come over, but these are the rules, feeling maybe a little not so happy about it, or maybe you're going to have to say no to people and say, hey, I can't come for the holidays because of my dog, and you are going to have to deal with whatever other people's opinions are about you not coming over. You have to deal with the guilt, all of that. Those are all things that we are going to be talking about or coaching on, and that I will be giving you tools to deal with for. I mean, this is not even a full sentence. This sentence makes no sense, but that's okay. That's all of the stuff that we're going to be talking about. So what is it going to entail, you might wonder? Same as my one-on-one coaching, we're going to be working together for 12 weeks. There will be a break over the holidays. I mean, seriously, we aren't adding stress where it's not necessary. So over the holidays, it's going to be a small break, but we're going to be working together for 12 weeks. There will be one group coaching session per week. There will also be videos that you can watch at your own pace with lots of information, lots of tools. There are going to be worksheets that you can download that you can go through and work on yourself, and that will no doubt bring up questions, ideas, thoughts, things to get coached on and in the next group coaching session. What are we going to be talking about? Well, we're going to be talking about things like how to have better relationships, how to better cope with difficult situations, how to not be so upset by dog incidents taking place. Like, how can you as the human shake things off more easily? How can you as the human maybe only need to take 1 hour after a bad incident to regroup instead of have it play in your head for 2 days, 3 days? We're going to be talking about how to care less about what other people say about you, and how to care less without becoming some kind of narcissistic, egocentric, selfish, pompous ass. Okay, that's enough negativity in one sentence, but it's like, how do I care less about other people's opinion and still be an empathic person? We're going to talk about how to stop people-pleasing and how to get better at saying no, how to get better at setting boundaries, how to get better at advocating for yourself, advocating for your dog, again, without turning into an ogre or to some kind of nasty person that nobody wants to deal with. We're going to be coaching on how to learn to trust your own judgment again, how to make better decisions, how to make faster decisions. We're going to be talking about how a lot of what we're dealing with and what we see as problems is actually due to the socialization that we've received. And we're going to be talking about how to recognize that socialization and what you can do about it. We're going to be talking about things that I've already mentioned on the podcast and on several occasions, like how it is normal to grieve the life, and not just normal, how it is necessary to grieve the life that you had and to grieve the life that you thought you would have with your dog. And we're going to talk about setting new goals and coming to terms with the new normal. What else can I say about it? I feel like I'm so excited. As you can tell, I did not script this. I just wanted to very spontaneously jump on here and talk about it. We're going to talk about self-care. That's the last thing that I wanted to talk to you about. And that's all about, how don't you forget about yourself? How do you make sure you take that time for you. And how do you do it without feeling guilty? How do you do it without feeling guilty for maybe not spending it on your dog? How do you do it for feeling, how do you do it without feeling guilty for not spending it with your kids or with your family? Or how do you deal with feeling guilty at work for thinking about how your dog is doing at home and whether they're suffering from separation anxiety or not? All of those things we are going to tackle in the program. So, questions. I guess one of the first questions a lot of people have is, how much is it going to cost? What's the price? The price of the program is going to be, for this first cohort, 300 euros for the whole thing. I believe it is a ridiculous amount of bang for the buck, a ridiculous amount of value. And at the same time, I also realized that 300 euros is still a lot of money. So if you're worried and you're wondering, like, can I pay in installments, or is there something that you can do for me so that I am able to actually afford this program, because I really want to be in and you want to discuss options, please just get in touch with me and I'll see if we can work something out. Another question that I've been getting is, well, what about time zones and when are the Zoom calls going to be? I know that you're in Europe, I'm in the US, or I'm in Australia, or I am in Asia, or I am in the Emirates. How are you going to be able to deal with that? Well, first of all, I mean, the coaching is virtual, right? It's on Zoom. So that part is taken care of. You're not going to have to travel anywhere. You're just going to have to travel to somewhere where there's good internet. And that's about it. As for the times of the calls, they will be set in consultation with all of you. So we're just going to see where everybody's from, and then depending on that, we're either going to land on a fixed day and time every week, or we're going to switch things up so that there's always a couple of group coaching calls that you don't have to bend over backwards for to be able to join. That said, they are going to be recorded so that if you miss one, it is not a problem. And I could, of course, go on and on and on, but I just want to invite you to read some of the frequently asked questions on the sign-up page. If this is something that you want to go for, the deadline for enrolling right now is set for November 5th. And after that, I'm going to see how many people are there. I'm going to see where you guys are all from. I'm going to get started setting up those aforementioned Zoom calls. Okay, so where do you sign up, or how do you sign up? Well, if you have my email address, or if you're on my email list, you can just reply to any of those emails and say, hey, I'm interested, I'm in, put my name down. Easiest way. Or you can go to the website, kaisavanoverbeck.com/, here it comes, November-2023, so 2023 in numbers, -group-coaching. One more time, kaisavanoverbeck.com/ November-2023-group-coaching. I know, I could have probably shortened that, but I didn't think to do that. And so here we are. Alternatively, if you're following me on Instagram, send me a direct message there. That works. If you're on Facebook, send me a direct message there. All of the options work as long as you do it before the deadline of November 5th. If you have any questions, you can also book a consult with me. Just get on Zoom, hop on Zoom, go like, I worry about this or I worry about that. Is it appropriate for me to join considering that my situation is X, Y, or Z? All of those, I'll be super happy to answer them. In any case, I'm always happy to jump on Zoom with people to see the faces and to hear the voices that go with all of you. I think that's it. I hope all of you are just as excited as I am. I'm telling you, if you're getting something from this podcast and it's already changing your life, imagine what being immersed in a coaching program for 12 weeks could do, like what kind of change that could bring about. I'm just gonna say, you know, if this is something you've been wanting to do, jump on it. Just do it. Don't care, you know, like don't worry about the holidays. Don't go for New Year's resolutions. Just start now. Take that excitement, use it, harness it, channel it, get in touch with me. Let's get going. I'm excited. I can't wait. You can find the show notes to this episode and everything coaching on my website, kaisavanoverbeek.com, or you can go find us on Instagram at the Rust Cattle Dog, or maybe even Facebook, Kaisa van Overbeek Coaching. If you like listening to this podcast, might I ask you for a good review on whichever platform you're listening to the podcast to, because it helps us move up in the rating, which helps us be found more easily so that more people can listen to this, more people can benefit from it, more people can feel, as I always say, less alone in where they stand with their dogs.